Groups representing trucking companies want Congress to preempt California from imposing its rules on drivers. It appears, however, that Congress is not going to include the provision known as the Denham Amendment in a bill reauthorizing the Federal Aviation Administration. I spoke about this earlier with Joe Rakovitz, Director of Government Affairs and Communications for the Western States Trucking Association. That's one of the groups pushing for the provision, and asked him what exactly the Denham Amendment would do.
The Denham Amendment would basically prohibit states from interfering with the hours of service of federally regulated truck drivers. And what that means in simple English, and I did drive a truck for 30 years, is we have a scheme in this country, it's constitutional, where the federal government regulates interstate commerce between the states. And the federal government sets hours of service rules, how long a driver can be behind the wheel of a truck, how long their day can be. And what has happened since about 2014 as a result of a lawsuit in California in the Ninth Circuit basically refused to preempt California from enforcing its own unique meal and rest break requirements. And what has happened since then is a floodgate of lawsuit litigation ensued. And everybody's kind of familiar here in Phoenix with the largest of the large of motor carriers, Swift, Walmart Transportation, Schneider, J.B. Hunt. They have all faced lawsuits in the tens and tens of millions of dollars related to this. Those large carriers don't necessarily get empathy from either, you know, frankly, the public or even politicians simply because of their size. But once you have legally this process of what we view as is legal extortion, what happens once you've shaken down all of the big motor carriers is what does that leave? It leaves all the small motor carriers. And that's who our association represents.
What is the difference in requirements for rest and break times between the federal law and the California law?
Federal requirements, very simply, are that a driver cannot drive more than 11 hours in a 14-hour duty cycle. Then they must take 10 hours off duty. And in that on-duty cycle, before they hit their eighth on-duty hour, they must have a half-hour break, take a half-hour break. California, in particular, requires that there is a paid rest period at the fourth hour of work, and that there is a half-hour lunch break between hours 5 and 6. And, you know, these can also duplicate, you know, as the day goes on. You can end up being in a cycle where you have to do these twice.
Are the breaks that the federal law mandates or federal regulations mandate, are those paid or unpaid breaks?
They are unpaid.
So one of the differences then is that in California, they require lunch and other rest breaks to be paid, whereas federally they do not.
That's correct. The federal government does not involve itself in any sort of pay schemes.
Do you have any optimism that this might be included in a different kind of bill, or maybe even the U.S. Transportation Department could do something like this in the rulemaking process?
Yeah, what's going on? As of last week, for the first time ever, there is a huge crack in the dam. And USDOT, in 2014, filed the seminal brief in a legal case in the Ninth Circuit that's referred to, you know, it's called Diltz v. Penske. Mickey Diltz was a truck driver who sued Penske for not providing meal and rest breaks and paying. And USDOT at that time filed a brief that said, we do not view this as a safety issue and hence not preempted by federal law. Right now, as of last week, Pipelines and Hazardous Material Safety Administration, which is a modal agency under the USDOT, did approve a petition for preemption that was filed by the National Tank Truck Association. We filed comments in support of their petition for exemption for drivers of hazardous material shipments. PHMSA did approve and announced last week that they have federally preempted California's meal and rest break laws as they apply to drivers of those types of trucks and commodities.
Joe Rakovitz is Director of Governmental Affairs and Communications for the Western States Trucking Association. He also says his group has filed a petition with the U.S. Transportation Department to exempt some other drivers from California's rules. He's hopeful for a resolution by early next year.